Today's daf is daf chaf. So we got to the last two lines of Yud Tes Mem Beis. We're still in the depth of Tumah V'Tahara. So we're going to finish the second parak today. And the Gemara says that Amar Rav Meri Shema Mina. We can learn from here that Chulin Shenasu Ataras Hakodesh Kekodesh Dami. We're about to see that there's a three-way machlokas how to categorize those who practice the din of Tahara by Taras HaKodesh, by Chulin. Do we view that as Kodesh? Or perhaps we view that as Chumo? Or perhaps even like Chulin? Again, this is, we're talking about Chulin. It's not really Kodesh. It's not really anything. But the person, he wanted to prepare himself. So anytime he had Chulin, he treated it as if it was Kodesh. This way, he's always prepared in case he actually had real Kachim. So the Gemara says that must be that Chulin, Shenasu, Taras HaKodesh, is Kekodesh Dami. It's considered in that same category as Kodesh. Mimai, how do we know that? So the Gemara goes on to say, and Daf Chaf now, Midelo Katanibu, from the fact that the Mishnah does not list it as a separate mala, as a separate level, it doesn't say, you know, Chulin Shenasu Kodesh as a separate category. It says Chulin, Meiser, Chuma, Kodesh, and Chatas. Where is it mentioned anywhere? Chulin Shenasu, Ktara, Shenasu Kodesh. Must be, it's in the same category as Kodesh. That was the initial assumption. Gemara says in back, how do you know? The Duma, Hidelo Katanibu Mala, maybe the reason why they didn't list Chulinasa Taras HaKodesh is a separate level, not because it's in the category of Kodesh, maybe because it's in the category Didami L'Chuma, maybe it's compared to Chuma, Hatani Chuma, we already have Chuma as a separate Madrega. Or maybe Idami L'Chul, maybe it's compared to regular Chulin, Hatani L'Chulin, already you listed. Meaning all the options, all the three possibilities that you could categorize Chulin, Shenasa, Taras HaKodesh, it already exists in the Mishnah. Chulin, Chuma, and Kodesh are all mentioned. And the Gemara goes on to bring in before his brice that we have such a machlokas, how to categorize Chulin, Shenasa, Taras HaKodesh, as it says, Hatani L'Chulin, Detani rather, Chulin, Shenasa, Taras HaKodesh, Harehin Kuchulin, that's according to the Tanakama. And Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadok Omar, Harehin Kachuma, it's like Chuma. And we have this third phantom Shita, which is the opinion of Rav Meri we had just a few lines ago. He felt it's considered like Kodesh. So no matter how you categorize it, all three possibilities are ready to listen to the Mishnah. So you can't bring me any rias from that Mishnah that Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh is necessarily like Kodesh. So what is the raya then? That Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh is in the same category as Kodesh. Ella must be from the Seifa. What's the Seifa of the Mishnah? The Seifa says that Yossi ben Yo'ezer hayachasid Shevakuna is one of the great members of the Shevakuna. V'hayisa mitapchato midras l'kodesh. And his clothing, his towels, his whatever, his cloths, was din of midras l'kodesh, which meant that Kohen eats chuma. That's how he regularly eats his food, is chuma for the most part. So his food that was kept tahor for chuma was tameh for kodesh. It was a midras l'kodesh. And comes along now, Yochanan, this is the Raya, Yochanan ben Gudgudo, haya ochel al taras hakodesh koyamav. He would eat all chulin and assume that they were always kodesh, treat them as their kodesh, for haya mitpachto midras lechatesh. This is the Raya. So his clothing, since he always ate everything in betaras kodesh, even though it may have been chulin, his clothing was tuma lechatesh. Gemara's medayik, chatas in, it's only tamei lechatas, which is a higher level, but legabe kodesh, but if it's the level of kodesh, low, it wouldn't be metame, meaning everything he had was treated on the level of kodesh. Alma, we see from here, kesavar chulin, shenasa, taras hakodesh, is kekodesh jami. And this is the raya that the our Mishnah assumes it's in this category. So Gemara now says that this next amud is a bit tricky now. The Gemara says as follows. It's going to say three statements now, all related to the lachas of how a person watches over guards, is shomer, something from becoming tameh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Nafla mafrasa, which is like a handkerchief of some sort, hey Manu, if let's say his handkerchief fell to the floor, and Amar Lachaveri tells his friend, Tanuli, please give it to me, the handkerchief, Vinasalo, his friend gives it to him, it's tameh. That handkerchief falls by simply falling on the floor and my friend passing it over to me, that becomes tameh. Why is that? So we need to look at Rashi. Rashi writes, tameh, v'afilu zeh tahor, even if the guy's tahor. Ula kaman mefarsh tameh, the Rashi already telling us the answer. Now to have some sense of this, the kaman mefarsh tameh, later on we're going to learn the reason, chazaka, ein adam mishamer mashu b'yad chaveiro. There's a klal, I can't watch over that which is my friend's hand in his possession. Even if it's for a few moments, I can't watch over it. And therefore, v'ikach ulo shamer b'yad chaveiro, I can't watch over it, and becomes tameh. Even the guy who gave it to me, the guy who was handing it over back to me, wasn't concerned with watching over it. Why? Why wasn't he concerned with making sure nothing tummy touched it? The Meimer Amar, he said to himself, wait a second. The friend who dropped the handkerchief, Kevin Shamar Lee, Tini Li, he said to me, hand over the handkerchief. Who ain't a yodea im tame ani im tar? The guy, I lost my handkerchief, and he returned it back. I said, please give it back to me. I have no idea his status of tuma, and therefore must be, I don't care if it's tame or not, lo chash le tar aso. The yesh kan hesach adas, and therefore, since there's a lapse of das, there's a hesach adas, memela, that object that becomes tame. So there's a klal. For something to stay tame, rather to stay tahor, it has to have a shmira, a constant time. A constant shmira, if there's a moment of hesach adas, even though nothing may not have touched it, it becomes tame. So since I dropped it, and I asked him to hand it over to me, I can't watch that which is in his hand. And he's not watching it either, because since I asked for it, and I don't know his status, he wasn't watching it either. So bain me, bain him, it's going to lack the shmira and become tame. That's the first din. Next din. Amram Rabbi Yonasan, a different Rabbi Yonasan, Ben Amram, Nishalfu, lo kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel chol, v'lavshon nitmu. If the guy wanted to put on Shabbos clothing, but accidentally put on weekday clothing, it becomes Tameh as well. Why? So if you look at Rashi, nitmu, kasal kadaita, the havamina here is, hashta, the sphere lay, mishamer hadavar b'cheska shu davar zeh. The person watches something, assuming it's A, but turns out nimsa shu davar acha, turns out it's B, eino shomer. It's a different thing. You have to be aware of what you're watching. Since he thought he was taking or watching over these types of clothing and it was something else, it doesn't work either. That's the second thing. And now a third din is Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Maisa b'shtei nashim chaveros shenishchalfu lam kleim beis amerchatz. Two ladies, they accidentally take each other's clothing. Uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Kiva v'timen. They become tamei. Because since they don't know who the other status of the other lady, so that becomes tamei as well. That becomes an ama aretz, big dam aretz in their eyes. So these are three different halachas of somehow objects lacking the proper shmira, and we assume that they are tamei. So a bit tricky. So now the Gemara asks the following question. Maskivla, Reb Oshaya, El Miata, if that's the case, that you have to have full shmira, you have to have it in your possession, always be aware of what you're watching. So he asks the following question. Maskivla, Rebbe Oshaya, El Miata, if that's really true, that you have to know what you're watching, who should yodo lasal? Lital paschitin. You place your hand into a basket with the intent of taking out wheat bread. The also be yodo pasarm, but instead what comes out is barley-based bread. The din is hachinami dinitme. So you're going to say that's tamer now, but since he thought there was wheat bread in his basket, but there's actually barley bread, so it must be tamer. The chitame hachinami, if you're going to say yes, it's tamer. If he thought it was wheat and it was really barley, it'd be tamer. But the hatani, the brayso, clearly says otherwise. Hamishamir es achavis bechetzkas shel yain. The person is watching over a barrel and he assumed it was wine. But turns out he was wrong. It was actually nimsei shel shamir. It was actually oil in the barrel. Tahora milatami. That is tahor. So we see from here that it's not true. You don't have to be aware of the contents to preserve its tahara. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ulatamech, according to your svara then, that really it's tahor, even though you thought it was yain, it was actually shemen. Ema Seifa, look at the continuation of that very brisa of that about the shemen and the yain. It says, Ema Seifa, v'yasura milecho. Even though it's not tamei, you still can't eat the shemen. You thought it was wine. It turns out it was shemen. It's not tamei, but you can't eat it. Amai, why can't you eat it? We just said you can be shomer something even though you don't know what it is. So what's going on? Very strange. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, be'omer shmartia midavra metame below midavra posa. I told you this is very confusing. The guy said as follows, I was watching over whatever is in my basket, I was protecting it from that which makes it tame, but I wasn't protecting it from that which makes it puzzle. Why? I don't know why, but that was a din. What's the difference between tame and puzzle? Tame is something that will make this food not only puzzle, but the food has a potency to be a tame something else. So I protected it from those types of levels of tumma, but if something just disqualifies it, but won't transmit tumma another level, that much I didn't watch over. That's a din. Problem with that? I thought... Yeah, why? Okay, we don't know. Why? We don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. So that was the din. So then the Gemara says, Umi ika nitusur lapalka. Can you have such a thing where a guy can be metame half of it from that which is metame, but not from that which is posseling it? Does that really exist? It exists. He can have such a person. Vahatani, the Brisa says, and proves for us, it's a Tosefta and Taros. Hoshit yodo basal. A guy places his hand in a basket of food. Vasal al ksefo, and he's carrying the basket on his shoulders. But magrefa b'sol chasal, there's some type of magrefa, some type of a fork or utensil in this basket as well. Haya belibo al chasal, below haya belibo al magrefa. He was only paying attention to the basket, that the basket should become tameh, but he wasn't paying attention to the magrefa that was in the basket. Atzal tahor, the magrefa tameh, since his mind was only focused on the basket and he was unaware of the magrefa. Therefore, the magrefa is tameh, and the sal is tahor. So we have such a chilek between a person can separate between what he's watching over and what he's not watching over. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hasal tahor. How could the basket's tahor? Titameh hamagrefa lasal. Well, if the magrefa becomes tameh, shouldn't that magrefa now, which is in the basket, shouldn't that make the sal now tameh as well? And the Gemara says, no, there's a klal. If you remember, we perhaps saw this last in the end of the first parak of Maseches Pesachim, ein kli metameh kli. There's a klal that if one object is tameh, it cannot make another, I shouldn't say object, if one kli is tameh, it cannot make another kli tameh. Only that which is the avatuma can make a kli tameh, but a kli cannot make another kli tameh. So the magrefa is tameh, the basket remains tahor. The Gemara says, okay, ulatame masher besal. But maybe the magrefa, which is tameh, should metame the food that's in the sal, the figs or whatever is in the sal. So a kli can be metame Michael, even though it can't be metame another kli. So why is the food not tameh? So amaravina bomer shmartiv midaver mishimetama v'lo midaver hapo. So this is really the answer, that because I was protecting magrefa, I was protecting it, but I was partially protecting magrefa. I was protecting the magrefa that it shouldn't become tameh from some other item, but I wasn't watching over that it shouldn't become pasul. So since I wasn't watching it from that which became pasul, it mimela becomes pasul, but that which is pasul cannot extend beyond. Pasul is the last line of it. If it was matameh, it could have been matameh the food, you're right. But I protected it from that which could make it tameh. But I didn't protect it from that which made it pasul, so my grapefruit becomes pasul, but it doesn't go ahead and contaminate the food that's inside. Mikomakum, in the end of the day, the Gemara says, there's a kasha. Why is there a kasha? Because we can see from here that a person can separate that which is a tameh versus pasul. But we said earlier that according to Rabbi Yonasan ben Amr and Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, we said a person switches the clothing that it will become tameh. Why is that the case? Why don't we say that a person can watch the Shemira, that if it switches the items, it will remain tahor? Because again, we said about the Shemen and the Yayin, a person can watch over the Shemen, even though he thought it was Yayin. So why don't we say when the person switched the clothing, or a person switched the handkerchief, shouldn't it remain tahor? That's the question. The Od, Mosef Rabba Bar Avua, there's another question he asks from a Tosefta Maseches Kehilim. Ma'isa, Bi'isha Achas, Shebasa Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. A woman came in front of Rabbi Yishmael. Amr Lashi, she says to him, Rebbe, Beged Zer Aktiv Betara. This cloth I wove while I was tahor. And I know for sure nothing Tamei touched it. But Lohaya Belibi L'Shomer Betara. But I wasn't watching over it, meaning I know I wasn't Tamei. I wasn't, aware. I wasn't paying attention to be Shomer from that which is Tamei, but I could tell you with certainty I didn't become Tamei. So there you have such a case. So the Gemara says, Mitoch Bedikos, Shehaya Rabbi Shmuel Botka. He started to ask her some questions and this and that. And turns out, Amr lo, Rebbe, Nida Mashcha Imi Becheva. The truth is, there was a moment where I actually wasn't Tamei Nida, and I was tying a knot to the weaving. But while I was weaving it itself, I was Tower, but I tied some knot when I was Nida. So he says, Amr Rebbe Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chacham. How great are the words of the great rabbis, Shai Omrim, they would say, Belibo L'Shoma Tahor, Ein Belibo L'Shoma Tamei. If you had in mind to be Shomerit, you're very cognizant and aware, it's Tahor. If you're not aware, then it's not Tahor, it's going to be Tameh. So this lady, she wasn't really a Shomer, but she knew that she didn't become Tameh during those days, but she obviously made a mistake because she wasn't constantly paying attention to this. So that's one question. What's the question from here? So we see from here that even a woman knows for sure that she didn't become Tameh, that there's still a chashash of her becoming Tameh, she didn't have Kavana for it to become for her to watch over. So it says the Gemara further now. Shuv Ma'isa Be'isha Achas, another case, Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. Amrlo, she says, in Rebbe, Mapazu Arakti Betara, this cloth I wove while I was Tahor. Lahoya Beliba L'Shamah, but I wasn't paying attention to staying Tahor, but I happened to have been Tahor. Umitoch Bedikos Shayar Bishmael Bolka, he was testing her, asking her questions. Amrlo, she finally admitted, she didn't realize, Rebbe, you're right, Nima Nifsikali Ukshatia Bepeh, one of the threads had snapped, and while I was Anida, I tied it with my mouth, and any of the saliva that comes out from Anida is Tameh as well. So Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chacham, how great are the words of the rabbi, Shai Omrim, Belibo L'Shama Tahor, Ein Belibo L'Shama, it's Tameh. So you see from here that you need to shmir it in your lave in order to protect it from becoming Tameh. If that's the case, so then, if you watched it for some item, even though it's something else, it should still be Tahor. I mean, the point from this is you need some type of shmir. What's in the box? What's in the barrel? I don't really care if it's Shemen or Yain, as long as there's some type of Shmira. So we have these double questions here, because initially we said, if I took her clothing, she took my clothing, they're both Tameh. And why? Because even though I was shomer the clothing, I just knew the wrong object. We're seeing from these two questions, the case of Ishmael, you don't have to pay attention to the objects. There just needs to be Aishamira. And more importantly, we have from the Gemara of the Shemini Yayin, even if it's the wrong object, as long as it's Shemira, it's good. So these are the two questions. And the Gemara explains as follows. Bishma, I understand the case of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. He had the case where the two ladies switched the clothing with each other. So I was watching my clothing, but it actually was her clothing. So why do we say it's Tameh? There was a Shemir, wasn't there? So he says, Kol achas v'achas omeres, each one said about her friend, Chaverti eishes amaretz. She's an amaretz. She doesn't follow the halachas. I trust myself, but she was watching my clothing. I don't trust what she did. If I was watching my clothing, fine. I thought it was Shem and it was Yain, that's fine. I'm watching over, but when she's watching my clothing, I don't trust her. That's why it's tummy. So that case makes sense. Chaverti eishes amaretz. Each one says she's amaretz. Maschadaita minach. And therefore, when she handed over to me my clothing that was in her possession, I don't really trust her. It becomes tummy. And the case of the Rebbe Yonasan ben Amram, who was a case where I was wanted to take a big day Shabbos, but I accidentally took out big day Chol, I was watching over. Why is that tummy? Nami kevan de kelim de Shabbos avir lu shimer tvei. When it comes to Shabbos clothing, either because of they're more expensive or because of kedusha Shabbos, I put more shmir into watching over my Shabbos clothing. Turns out it was weekday clothing, so in my mind there was a certain lapse of the level of shmira as well. So even though it was under my watch, I watched my Shabbos clothing differently than I watched my weekday clothing, and that also makes sense why that would be tamei as well. There was a certain hesek hadas there too. Ella, the question becomes, the last two lines here of the page now, this is the big shiloh. The Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, according to him, who said that if my handkerchief fell to the floor, I asked my friend to pick it up, that became tummy. Why was that tummy? It was a few moments from the moment it left my hand till he returned it back to me. And this is what Rashi told us in the beginning, that Navid le shimur b'yidei dechavri. Why can't my handkerchief be watched over by my friend who's holding on to it? Why does he make it tummy? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka ain adam mishamer mashe biyad chaver. Person does not watch over that which is in someone else's hand. So we see from here overall, my shmira does work. My shmira does work, and even if I don't know what the object is, it is a good shmira. When does it not work? If the object is a higher level or a lower level, like the Shabbos, Shabbos, that's where my own shmira won't work. The other case is if someone else's shmir, either the other lady or my friend who picked up the handkerchief, that too will be a certain hesek hadas of the shmir. But if it's in my possession, I don't care if I got the wrong object, then the shmir actually would be effective. So now the Gemara says below, that really that's not true, that I can't watch over that which is in my friend's hand. So Gemara says the top of Chafam and Beis here. Vatani the Baisa says, Hareshayu, Chamarav, Upoalav, Tunim Tyros. Let's say I've got some donkeys, I got some donkey riders and workers, and they're all Am Haaretz, and they're carrying Tyros on the backs, such as wine or shemen or who knows what. Afa Pisha Hivlik Mhem Yosem Mimil. Even though they maybe went far ahead of where I was traveling. I'm the CEO of this business, and they traveled far ahead, and they have a bunch of Am Haaretz watching over my Tyros. The din is Tyros of Tauros. My Tyros remain tower. So, Vim Amar Lehem, and if he says, the Babai says to them, the owner says, the CEO tells them, Luchu, go ahead, guys. I'm going to catch up to you. Don't worry. But if they already got so far ahead, where if they turn around, they can't see the Babais anymore, Tyros of Temez. In that case, they actually Tame. So we have to ask the question, what's the difference, Maisha Resha, Maisha Seifa? Why in the Resha do the Tyros remain tower, and the Seifa, they become Tame? And the Gemara is going to answer, and this is going to answer the question, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, because the Reisha is a case, b'mitaher es hamarav ufal of lekach. It's a situation whereby he made sure that all the workers and all the donkey riders, they went to the mikvah, and they are tahor as well. So since even though they're Am Haaretz, but they went to the mikvah, so they're tahor, everything remains tahor. That's great. The Seifa is a case that seems to be not the case. Of course, nami. So why not the Seifa? Say the same thing, they. So the Seifa should as well. We should have a case where the Pollen went to the mikvah and they're also Tower. Where says, you're right. Both the Reish and the Seifa are cases where they all went to the mikvah. However, Einam Haaretz Machbid Amaga Chavero. But at the same time, if he's walking along the way, he meets someone, he's going to touch someone who's Tameh and make him Tameh. So that's the case of the Seifa. Ihach, it goes back and forth. Ihach, Reish as well. So if the Am Haaretz are not Machbid, even though they went to the mikvah, they can easily become Tameh. So then both the Seifa and the Reisha, we should assume that the Tyros become Tameh. So Gemara says no. Bibalehem derech aklasam. The Reish is a situation where he says, you guys go, I'll be on the way. and they have no idea where he's coming from. It could be, he'll have a shortcut, come this way, come from the left, come from the right, come from the front, who knows where. Since they have no idea, they have to watch over to be very, very careful, because you never know when the Baal Bayis comes. So Yahachi the Seif Anami as well. So Gemara says, the Seif is a case where it came in Amarlu, L'chuvani avo achreichem, you go, I'll be behind you. They know for sure that Mismach Samchi the Dayo, they know for sure he's only coming from behind, and they have time to get things tummy. So again, if it's like a case of, if you will, Yotzev and Nichnas, where they have no idea where he's coming from, so there's a certain mirtas, there's a certain fear factor, so the Am Haaretz remain tahor, or the Taros remain tahor as well. If it's a case where he says, I'll catch up to you, I'll be back, or you go leave your house, let's say, I'll be back in 5 hours, so no one's watching over, there's no camera, there's no way you could just come back in, I'm going on a 5-hour trip, so then in that case, we assume that the Taros become tameh. So this is a situation whereby, even though it's in your chaver's hand, it remains tahor only because there's the fear factor of the Baal Bayis. But if that fear factor is not present, we assume that something in someone, your friend's hand, would in fact become tameh. It loses its shmira. Hajin lach ein dorshin. Okay, a bit of a tricky end of the daf. Now the Gemara says as follows: new parak, the third parak and final parak of the Masechta. Chomer bekodesh mi betshuma. So there are many different levels of stringency that exist by kachim more so than chuma. And the Gemara, the Mishnah lists all them. Number one is Shemat Bilim Kalim Besoch Kalim Lachuma. All these, by the way, the Gemara is going to explain, not today, but we have to just take them at face value. When it comes to Chuma, you're allowed to be Matbil Kalim and Besoch Kalim Lachuma. Which means if I have one Kli, I have a smaller Kli, I can put them inside each other and dip them together in the mikvah. That's allowed by Chuma, about Lola Kodesh. When it comes to Kodesh, you have to have them put in separately. Number two, Acharayim Vitoch Ubeis Hatzvita B'chuma. When it comes to Chuma, there are different parts of the Keli that we have different parts that if one becomes Tameh, it does not necessarily make the other part Tameh. So you have Acharayim, the back of the Kli, you have the Toch, the inside of the Kli, and Beis HaTzvita, which is the hand of the Kli. So when it comes to Chuma, B'chuma, we have separations. Although the Acharayim became Tameh, the inside does not become Tameh by Chuma. About the Kodesh, B'Kodesh, we don't say that. If one part becomes Tameh, the entire Kli becomes Tameh as well. Next, Hanoses and Midras, Nose is a chuma, a person who carries the certain dinim of midras, that which a zav sits on, and another someone else carries, let's say, the shoe of a zav, that person can also carry chuma at the same time, even though they're different hands, we'll see in the Gemara, about lola kodesh, or the same with kodesh, we don't allow that to work. If the guy's holding a midras of a zav in right hand, and he's holding kodesh in the left hand, we assume that's going to contaminate each other. Next difference, migdei ochle chuma, midras la kodesh. The clothing, the items of those who eat chuma is considered tameh to those who are eating kodesh. Next, lo kimidis ha kodesh midis ha chuma. All the details are not the same, which means what? Shepa kodesh, when it comes to kodesh, when you have a certain kli or cloth that you need to be tova in the mikvah, you have to be matir. You have to untie every single knot. And menagev, you have to dry it out first before putting it in. And then matpil, and then you put it into the mikvah, the charkach kosher, then you retie it again. That's the din, that's the process when it comes to anything with knots by kodesh. But b'chuma, kosher, you could actually take the opposite. You could actually tie first, if you wanted to, tie the knots of a cloth, and the charkach matpil, and put it in the mikvah that way. You don't have to untie them, you could dafka tie them if you so choose to. That's another difference, another chumrah that kodesh has over chuma. Moreover, kelim ha'nigmar mitara, tzrichim and tvila, l'kodesh aval lola chuma. If you have a kli that was fashioned, that was made, and the person making it was tahor, so the kli, of course, is tahor. And there's no need to put it in the mikvah, l'gabi halachas or chuma. But if you want to use this for kodesh, you would have to put it in the mikvah, even though it was created when the person was tahor. Next, ha'kli mitzarif mashu besocho, when it comes to kodesh, aval lola chuma. If you have a big basket of food, let's say, and one of the items of food becomes tameh, it does not contaminate the other items of food in there. The kli is not mitzarefit, legabe halachas of chuma, but legabe kodesh, if one item is tameh, the entire basket becomes tameh as well. Next difference, this is the eighth difference now. Harvi bekodesh pasul vashlishi bechuma. How far from the initial tumah does something become tameh? So by even if it's revi, even though it's four steps removed from the initial tumah, it contaminates that which is kodesh, but chuma only three steps removed. But if it's a revi that touches chuma, it will not contaminate the chuma. And the ninth difference now is if a chuma imnitmeis achas miyadav, if a person eating chuma, his right hand, let's say for example, becomes tameh, it does not make his left hand tameh, chaverta tahor. His left hand, his other hand remains tahor. But by kodesh, shtein, they both become tameh, shayan metameh, es chaverta bekodesh of a lolo chuma. One hand will be metameh, the other hand, legabe kodesh, but not legabe chuma. And the tenth din is ochlin ochlin neguvim, a person who eats dry food, b'yadayim misovos, with hands that are tamim midirbanim, which simply means We have the Mishnah, the Gemara tells him, Masechta Shabbos, that Stam Hand, Stam Yadimer, Askaniel saying that we assume the Tameh, even though he doesn't know that there's Tumah, but if you didn't wash your hands, we assume the Tameh Midirabanon. So if a person's eating dry food, Legabe Chuma, that's okay, because we discussed the other day that to make Tameh, food Tameh, you have to have it Machshi, it has to be wet first, with one of the Shivamashim. So Legabe Chuma, I can have dirty hands and eat food as long as the food's dry, but for whatever reason, when it comes to Kodesh, we're machbit, even if the food is dry, you always have to wash your hands first. And then the final, the 11th din, going on to the top of Chaf Alf to finish off the mission now, ha'onein, a person who lost a relative and the relative is not yet buried. Ha'mechusar, a kippurim, a person, although he's tahor, he still requires the carbon. Just look at Rashi to explain what this is. Ha'mechusar, kippurim, kigon zav, shetavol yom shvi, the sfiraso. A zav, he saw three times, he needs to bring a carbon, wait shivanakim, he counts shivanakim, herv shimsha, the sun sets now, ulamachras, the next day, who kar mechusar kippurim. He, the next day, is the mechusar kippurim, but why? Shedain gamar taraso, tliya bekarbano. His completion of the tahor process requires bringing a carbon, so although he's no longer tamei, he's not fully tahor either, because he's lacking, he hasn't brought the carbon just yet. So these individuals, the Onein and Mechusar Kippurim, Trichen Tefillah LeKodesh, they have to have another Tefillah after bringing the carbon, says Rashi. They have to dip again in order to eat Kodesh. Avololu Chuma, when it comes to eating Chuma, they don't have to go to the mikveh again once they brought the carbon. Okay, I'm not going to recap today, and Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.